Hello.
Hey, good morning, Gina. Can you hear me?
Good morning. How are you? Yeah.
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Happy Friday. You've made it through another week.
You as well.
So we're sitting here. We were just talking about Philly Restaurant Week. It's starting this Sunday, correct?
Yes, this Sunday, the 19th, and it goes for 2 weeks.
Goes for 2 weeks. Fantastic. So we were reading your blog last night, and that for folks who don't know, you can find that whatisgoodhere.tumblr.com. And you were talking about one of your personal favorite restaurants that you're hoping to hit starting out the gate, and that was I don't.
That's Sampan.
Okay, fantastic. I was going to butcher the name. So, yeah, but I was looking at some of the dishes that they have available, and they all look amazing.
It is so phenomenal. I mean, Sampan, for all the restaurants at Restaurant Week, they give you more courses than most. They give you 6 courses and dessert, and they're full size. So it's not like, you know, you're just getting a very tiny portion. You're getting a lot of food.
Right, so these aren't, like, we're not talking, like, Costco sampler trays. We're talking, like, you know, full-blown meals.
Like, full-blown, yeah, like, legit. Like, if you go on my website, I have pictures of everything that I got from Sampan, and all those courses, or excuse me, all those meals will be on the menu for Restaurant Week.
Yeah, oh, that's excellent, because I was looking at all of them, and I had actually just eaten a meal, and I was still hungry after looking at those photos.
I know, just talking about this, I'm getting so hungry.
Yeah, right.
I want to go and try all these new places.
So that's the first stop. So now, anybody who isn't familiar necessarily with Restaurant Week, we were talking about transportation. That was one of the things that came up, and we were, you know, possibly thinking maybe taking the train. But I remember you were talking about something in regards to the parking. There was some kind of special they're running?
Yeah, so it's so cool. So you will pay nothing over $9. And now what you do is, because you're participating in Restaurant Week, you can go up to the hostess table and ask them, you know, do you guys have a voucher? And most of the time they can give it to you. Or if you go on centercityphila.org, they have a list of all the participating parking lots where you can park, and you can get that discounted $9 or less parking.
That,
which is just so awesome, because Center City, you'll pay at least almost like close to $25, $30 on a good night.
Oh, so my God, easily.
To know that they're giving you this, and you're getting either a $20 lunch or a $35 dinner. I mean, that's amazing.
Oh my God, yeah. So how long necessarily does Restaurant Week last? Is it a 2 week event, or?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. It starts it's usually always Sunday to Friday. So it's January 19th and 24th, and 26th and 31st. And they've been doing it for so many years, and it's 4 times a year.
4 times a year. Holy crap. So what's the basis behind it? Is it kind of like, is it always based in Center City, or?
From what I know, yeah. I mean, they just started, which I'm so excited to be a part of. South Philadelphia just started their first Restaurant Week last year, and the East Passion Avenue Restaurant Week is going to be coming up as well. So that's something new for, like, the South Philly area. But Restaurant Week has been around for so long. And I just feel like, you know, it's good to sort of boost the economy as well. Because, you know, when people know that they're getting such a good deal and they can get $20 to try a restaurant that's, like, triple that price, it's just, how can you not get that, you know?
Exactly. So, as an experienced foodie, because I obviously, like, I have the problem of my eyes tend to be bigger than my stomach at times, so I'll go in and I'll just start, like, you know, quaffling as much food as I can, and then obviously
just
I get...
Just order the left side of the menu.
Right, exactly. Just order everything and get way too full. So is there, like, a particular strategy if somebody, like, you know, folks want to go out and they want to hit, like, multiple restaurants and they really want to try to sample everything, but, you know, obviously don't have
well, the good thing is that, so, okay, Restaurant Week, you get 3 courses for $35. See, some places are offering you more than that. They're offering you 6 options. Like, for example, La Viola and Amata, there's 15 different appetizers on the menu, and you can pick 2 of each. So it's just something where, you know, you could really just try a little bit of everything. And, you know, $20 for lunch, you could hit a few places for that. I mean, you might have to have, you know, a lot of stamina, but you probably could definitely do it.
Right.
That sounds something great, too, to do with a group of people, because then you can get to check out that much more food.
Right, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
That's what I love about it, is that, you know, some of these places that are on there, like, for example, Del Frisco's, and there's another one as well. What is it called? Davio's. Davio's, for what you're paying for Restaurant Week, is triple the amount of money. So, like, one steak alone would be over $35. It's actually between like $49 to $50. So it's like,
wow,
you're getting a three courses for under the price of one entree. But it's just like, why would you not do it? I mean, even $35 for, you know, an appetizer, an entree, and dessert. I mean, that's just something that you can't beat. And what I love about Restaurant Week for me, I love getting the ultimate dining out experience. You know, it's like these restaurants, you feel so chic and so swanky going to these places. And then not even that, that's like a lot to talk about with other people. Like, hey, did you try this new place? And, you know, and in Philadelphia, I mean, we're lucky because our restaurant scene is amazing. And we have so many great chefs. I mean, we have restaurants from Jose Garces, Mark Vetri, Steven Starr, Morimoto. We really are lucky that we have such great food in the area. And
oh, for sure. Yeah. And the diversity is ridiculous. And I was just going to say, you know, this is kind of almost like a, you know, a cheat way to, you know, have like a great date night if you're trying to take somebody out and really, you know, kind of show off some class, but maybe not necessarily have the loot to do so, such as myself. You know, I can kind of, you know, get out there and be like, you know, throwing out those greenbacks.
You know,
but
that's the thing. I mean, you know what? You could go to Davio's, which is one of my favorites. I love it there. Beautiful Italian restaurant. And you can impress a girl even more because you are dining out on a budget, which I love, was when a guy is actually conscious about money and they're not just, you know, throwing it around here and there.
Right.
So that, you know, is something great. And then also, what I just love too, it's just the experience of going out and trying a new place that you wouldn't normally try. At least I know I wouldn't, because there's no way I'm spending some of these prices for, you know, which,
yeah, it's my Pico bill for some of those things. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, it's just, I'm telling you, it's so great. So new restaurants that are actually on the Restaurant Week menu, which I'm really excited for, is Rosa Blanca, which is a Cuban restaurant. It's a Jose Garces restaurant, and Ocean Prime. So they're new to Restaurant Week.
Gotcha. Okay, so those are some of the restaurants that you're going to be hitting first, or?
Well, I'm going to try. I think maybe Rosa Blanca is one. Cuban, I want to try it and sample. It's going to be really good.
Right, gotcha. So how long have you been, like, participating and going to, like, Restaurant Week? Like, when did you first catch on and go, okay, that's definitely something that I want to attack? And, like, more specifically, not only, like, you know, partake in Restaurant Week, but when were you like, okay, you know, I kind of want to build a brand around, like, you know, my love for food?
Well, the whole building a brand thing was actually just recent. You know, I always, you know, would think like, you know, what is my brand? What am I going to do? And then I just think the only thing that ever goes through my mind most of the day is about food and what I'm going to eat next and how excited
right
I get about food. It's bad. Like, even when I'm done a meal and I'm so stuffed and the TV's on, I'm like, oh, Pizza Hut. Like, I just can't stop and I can't get enough of food. So I'm just thinking,
so
you know what? I have TV experience. I love food. I love doing all the research about, you know, the new restaurants and everything. I just said, you know what, why don't I just start to make this my brand? I've been dining out for Restaurant Week for as long as I can remember. I'd say within the last, you know, 7-8 years or so, I've been doing Restaurant Week. So I'm really excited. It's going to be so fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And I'm pumped about it, too. Now, I had no idea. And then, of course, we were talking about it. And, yeah, now, like, you know, I've got a whole list of places that I need to try. So it starts on Sunday. Are you going to be hitting Swan Pan? I'm terrible with pronunciation.
Swan Pan? Actually, I already ate at Swan Pan before, so that's not on my list. I just profiled that on my blog in case people were wondering, where should I go? What should I get on the menu? I got you covered. And I would say if you're going to go to Swan Pan, 100% get the duck. Oh, my God, it's amazing. And the Korean beef, it's so good. Oh, my God. Like, I just sometimes, like, I just think about it, and I need to have it. It's so amazing. So I won't be going to Swan Pan because I already ate there, and it's ridiculous.
Right, right.
But I think I'm going to try Rosa Blanca because that's that new Jose Garces place, and I can't wait. But, you know, I also have a few other places that I haven't been to, believe it or not. So I'm going to try and, you know, hit as much as I can. And I'll probably do it for lunch, so I only have to pay $20.
There you go. That's beautiful. So are you going to be blogging about the, like, all the places that you hit during Restaurant Week?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do a lot of, like, Instagram video. I'm going to just, you know, also show pictures of my dishes that I'm ordering and, you know, all that. So everyone will be able to see, you know, what I'm ordering. And then also what's different from my blog than other food blogs, my blog is called What's Good Here. So it's not only, you know, oh, hey, like, you know, I ate here. No, it's, let me tell you from my personal opinion, if you go there and you're not sure what to order, you at least know hey, I got you covered. You can order this, this, or that. If you're not a meat person, I give you, you know, another option for, you know, maybe like a pasta dish. So that's sort of how I'm branding myself a little differently, as opposed to I'm just going to restaurants and I'm giving you a review.
Right.
No, I'm going to give you exactly like legit, this is good here. I wouldn't get this. I would get that. So,
which is a huge help, because I mean, a lot of times, like the other thing that I know that kind of keeps me away from like trying new places, you know, if I get the menu and I'm overwhelmed, like I have no idea what to get. I've never tried any of this stuff. So, you know, just flipping through your blog, I obviously have great suggestions now and it all looked great. So, yeah, I'm going to be following closely. So they can find your blog. It's whatsgoodhere.tumblr.com. And then they can find you on Instagram.
And Facebook, yeah, Facebook, Twitter. I'm just at Gina Gannon on Twitter, and Facebook is just Gina Gannon. So, yeah, I mean, if there's any food questions at all, like usually I can always help answer them. I would say, you know how you brought up it's good for a date place?
Right.
Or restaurant week is good for dating. Two great, amazing restaurants, if you're really trying to impress a girl, would be 19, which is at the top floor of the Bellevue Hotel. Phenomenal. And R2L. You can see the entire skyline of Philadelphia in R2L. It's at the very top floor as well. And especially if you go at night, you just see all the Center City buildings lit up. It is ridiculous. So I would say those are places, like maybe, you know, pre-Valentine's Day.
I may even just edit this portion of the podcast out and just take those notes so that it seems like I just, I don't want to blow my secret. I may be talking to you off air, actually, about some more suggestions that you have.
I'll definitely talk to you about that. Don't worry.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we'll be sure to post all your information on our Facebook page as well. And, you know, everybody, to, you know, be sure to follow you on all of your social media sites to get all the up-to-date information on Restaurant Week. I know I'll be following, like, probably after every restaurant you hit, I'll be like, you know, that'll be my next spot. And I'll just kind of be tailing behind you and, you know, just trying all these different places. So, super
awesome.
Stoked.
Let me know. I get such, like, excitement and joy out of that. I mean, just, you know, when I hear about what people are eating, I just love it. So let me know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And thank you so much for calling in this morning. I know it's a little bit on the earlier side, at least for, you know, me. It's I know it's 9 a.m. already, but, you know, I'm still trying to wake up.
Oh, I loved
it.
Are you kidding? You're doing amazing. So thank you. I'll always be a part of the show.
Oh, fantastic. Well, then I'm probably going to take you up on that. So let me know when it gets annoying.
I'm thinking beginning of February, I can come on and we can talk about East Cashwalk Avenue Restaurant Week, because that's one of my favorites as well.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, that would be awesome. And that's featuring Nord, right?
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Exactly. That's going to be so fun. Oh, man, I'm pumped. All right, well, great. Well, you have a great rest of the morning. Thanks again for coming on. And, yeah, we'll be in touch soon.
Have fun.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, bye. All right, and that was Gina Gannon, Restaurant Week.